State of Origin, Game 3, one of the biggest pressure cookers in sport. And while the spotlight's been on the players, the real heat might just be on the coaches. Who's handling it better? And did the Sydney media get it wrong again? In this episode, I'm unpacking how pressure and self-doubt show up not just in elite sport, but in your own leadership, your own decision-making and daily life, and how learning to focus on what you can control can change everything. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Did the Sydney media get it wrong again? I've been talking about how Billy Slater has been under the most pressure throughout this Origin series, and talking about moments of him perhaps feeling the strain, and quite possibly he had when he made that comment before Origin 2 around mental health and brought in Paul Green. Yeah, maybe there was an element of him feeling the pressure. And it's State of Origin. Of course there's going to be pressure. Like, it's a pressure environment, high-pressure environment. As I was chatting to someone yesterday, it's, apart from the grand final, it's probably still the biggest game of the year. Like, it's the, they talk about internationals being important, but I think, yes, people want to play for their country, but in terms of, you've only got to look at how the players react in those different circumstances, that the State of Origin is the biggest pressure cooker, then there's that expectation. But Laurie Daly's been coaching a team that's expected to win. That's going to come with huge amounts of pressure. Because if you're coaching the underdogs, which typically Queensland position themselves as, but I think, like, realistically, they haven't got a stronger team, or they didn't at the start of the series anyway, then when you're coaching the underdogs, there's less expectation. Because if you don't win, it's kind of like, well, they were playing a really good team, they did quite well. There's also a pressure there to make sure they did do quite well, but the expectation is not as high, or is the expectation for Laurie. It's huge. People have talked about it. Queensland is talking about it, that New South Wales has a stronger team with the players that they've got in there. But that's not how it's panned out. And here we are, 1-1, heading into Game 3. Oh, I'm a little bit nervous myself, not because I don't think we can win, but just because I've seen all this before. We're expected to win and we don't. So it's just, yeah, it's interesting that the Sydney media keep painting this picture. It's their job too, right? It's us against them, all of those different things. But, yeah, interesting. And the reality is that we all experience pressure situations and we all experience self-doubt. And those guys would experience self-doubt. Of course they would. And as a coach, sometimes that self-doubt can be stronger because you don't feel like you've got as much control. When you're the player, you look at Loza. When he was the player, the inspirational leader, he just went out there and did something physical, which he had the capability to do, just something game-changing. Once that game starts, actually even in the some of the moments leading up, you've done all the work. There's an element of having to let go of control. And that would be difficult for someone who's been an elite player. It's probably sometimes why the most elite players don't always make the best coaches. And the pressure can increase because of that lack of control. Because ultimately we all want to feel in control. And once that game starts, as the coach, you got to let it go. Of course, there's some subtle parts of control with different instructions and interchanges, substitutions, but ultimately, they're pretty much going to do their own thing. I've heard players talk about how generally at halftime they're not taking in too much of what the coach is saying. But there'll be a key message that will come across. But again, that's a small moment at halftime. So how do you deal with that? Oh, just another thing on pressure. We've got to make sure we when we have that pressure, we focus what we can control. Like we allow ourselves to have expectation in the right areas. I look at leading into game two, two of our highest profile players, Nathan Cleary and Payne Haas, experiencing injury niggles, pressure injuries. A back injury is a pressure, the weight of pressure of either having to support so many different people, and you think about Payne Haas, almost like they've talked about him carrying this whole team on his back at different times. Pressure on the back. Or a lack of support with all that pressure, which is another thing that shows up around your back. And then the groin is definitely a pressure injury as well. Having to change direction. He had Nathan Cleary, new halves partner. Maybe overdid it when he was doing the parts of the training because, you know, he's feeling like, you know, he hasn't all this talk of having owned Origin, and you know, they can say they don't see all the stuff in the media, but they absolutely would hear it. It would filter back to them. Yeah, that would lead to pressure. And of course, you would think someone who's won four grand finals wouldn't experience pressure, but everyone still does because they want to win. They want to win again, and they want to win again. And of course, they want to win on the biggest stage, and Origin is that. And they want to tick that box and not just silence the external noise, but silence the internal noise. So how do you bring that pressure and that expectation to the right areas? Well, it comes back to that thing I talked about when I was talking about Lozier. It comes back to control. What can you control in any circumstance? Because so much of the pressure comes when we create all of these different stories in our head. We try to control areas that are just simply out of our control. And then the story in our head builds, and we try and spread ourselves too thin, trying to think of all these different situations, and it just gets too much. This is where burnout comes from. Too many fires burning, whether that's physically, mentally, or emotionally. So coming back to what can you control in any given moment. I watch it a lot with people getting so consumed by world news and go, oh, you know, we've got to know this, and I'm interested in this, and I want to see this. Yeah, but what impact is it having on your mental and emotional health, and ultimately that'll flow through to your physical health, on things that you just can't control? So far out of the realms of your control. I've seen it consume people. And that's the extreme, but we do this around lots of different parts of our life. I'm not immune from this stuff. There's still so many layers of control. I've done a heap of work on my control because, yeah, I've been a control freak in different situations. And I've peeled back so many different layers, addressed where it's come from, why, created new patterns. But it still will show up in different ways. So this is not about trying to be perfect again. It's about what can I control in any given moment and having the best intention to be focusing in that area. And the more you can do that, the more those other pressures will fall away and you'll perform better. You'll feel better. Mentally, you'll have so much more clarity. Emotionally, you'll feel so much more balanced, and your body will feel so much lighter as a result. I've been guilty in business of spreading myself too thin, trying to have too many projects at once. And even though I read this book years and years ago, The One Thing, it's really taken me to the last 12 months to really solidify that. Of just one thing at a time. And there's still lots of different things that come to me that need attention immediately. But whenever I come back to, okay, what's next? It's just like, this is the project I'm doing. This is where my focus needs to be. And let's just get that done. And of course, adjust as other things come your way, which they do, because that's life. It's definitely true in business. A new opportunity presents. There's a time limit to it. You've got to get it done. Great. This becomes my one thing for this next little while. So I tick that off and I come back to my other one thing that I was working on. On that one thing that I can control. And change everything. So time will tell. in this week, who has been able to handle the pressure better? Which coach, which teams, individually and collectively? Because, like I said, everyone experiences self-doubt. Everyone experiences pressure, but it's how you manage it which determines how physically, mentally, and emotionally strong you'll be, the results you'll get, and ultimately how satisfied you'll feel about whether you've given it everything you've got or not. Because sometimes you can have the best preparation, do all the things, focus in the right area, and still not hit the level. Still not have the win, right? One of these teams is not going to win. That is a reality. So it's not focusing on the outcome, but focusing on the element you can control. So find the areas in whatever you're working through at the moment you can control. Write them down. Focus as much of your energy and intention towards those things. If you really want to extend yourself, yeah, check out the book, The One Thing, or just look for some videos. You'll find them on there. And just, yeah, what can you focus on? It's one thing in terms of a project. It's one thing in terms of what you do really well, the one area you operate the best. And, yeah, focus as much time and energy into that space. And you are setting yourself up to win. Doesn't guarantee, but it gives you the best absolute opportunity to do so. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.